The reading for this morning is from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people up out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What will then I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Well, here in our text, we have Moses, who is called to retrieve God's flock, who are being held hostage and in bondage south of the Red Sea in the land of Egypt. He is being sent from one God, the Lord, Yahweh, to lead the Hebrew people away from another God, Pharaoh. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? The Lord declares, I will certainly be with you. Moses then asks a question that to us in our day and age may at first seem strange. For Moses and the children of Israel in their time and place, it was a question which answer was of utmost importance. Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? The answer to that question is the most important in the history of all creation and the most comforting to the children of God. And God says to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, The Lord your God of the fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Now there were many gods, and Moses, by virtue of his presence and upbringing in Pharaoh's courts, was aware of many of them. Throughout Egypt's history, there have been many gods, from the well-known Isis and the sun gods of Ra and Horus, the river gods and the legions of other lesser-known gods. Moses' father-in-law, a man named Jethro, was a priest of Midian and no doubt had their gods. In addition, there were the regional gods, the household gods, and the personal gods of stone and wood that were carried about by individuals. So indeed, when the children of Israel asked to say, Who is it that sent you? What is his name? Well, that's foreign to us, since we don't worship carved idols of wood and stone, and that such graven images are not really gods. We have gotten far beyond that sort of old-time idolatry. We're much more sophisticated than that, carving out our images in the securities exchange, bowing down to the idleness of retirement and pensions, gazing into the peepstone of tomorrow's worry, kowtowing to the swelling pride of our education, seeking the increasing status of oneself in our own fields, or basking, if only for the night, in the deity of drugs, with the goddess of sex, under the deceptive fetish of coveting, or mesmerized by the graving image in the mirror. Take a closer look at yourself and others in this world and see all their gods. And yes, there is suffering because of these gods and these fetters, the love of money and slaves. Some serve the god whose pull is that of power and position, of controlling, dictating, and forcing others to submit to their personal authority. The abuse of alcohol is consuming. Lives become burdened with the weight of gods created in our own image and according to our likeness. Oh, dear God, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Dear God, is there any good word for such people, for me? Indeed, when I come to the congregation and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. This I am is the Yahweh, or simply the Lord. We know that it means I exist or I be. Well, fine. Just who is this great I am? Who is the one who called Moses out of this burning bush that didn't burn? This angel of the Lord. I've surely seen the oppression of my people, the voice said. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. Here, dear people, is Yahweh, the God who has certainly seen the suffering and the bondage of his people to the sights and sounds of the Hebrew people whose backs bore the scourging of Pharaoh's taskmasters, to seeing each of his children today, you and me who are weary and heavy laden with burdens that stagger the soul and wreck the body, whose cries reach the ears of God. In other words, to you and I am says, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. Is there more? For surely we need more than having Yahweh having seen these burdensome things and heard their unending wailings. I have seen much suffering and affliction and have heard the varied cries of grief, anguish, pain, tragedy, and despair, and you have too. But our seeing and our hearing does not change anything. Seeing is only seeing and hearing is only hearing. Is there more? And the Lord says, I know their sorrows, so I have come down to deliver them. Here, dear brothers and sisters, is Yahweh, the God who is known. It's not just intellectually, but knows by experience. He knows the sufferings and sorrows, hurts and pains of his people. This I am is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He comes to deliver his people and declares to them, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and he has come down to deliver his people. This Yahweh, this angel of the Lord is Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelling among us. This angel of the Lord is the manna from heaven who has come down to deliver his people by suffering under the scourging whip, by being forced to bear a wooden cross, a beam that would bear him at his crucifixion for your sins and mine, but not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world of all times and generations. He has come into this world to be the Redeemer. This good news goes forth so that those who are not his people might become his people, and thus he would be their deliverer as well. And whoever eats this manna from above, whoever believes in the incarnate I am, whoever eats this bread will live forever. God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord your God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. What a great comfort and blessing these words are for you and me this Advent season. God has come for us. Yahweh appears to Moses out of the burning bush on Mount Horeb, calls the man to lead the people out of Egypt, and says, I will certainly be with you. The crucified and risen Jesus appears to his disciples, calls them to lead the great congregation and to proclaim the good news to a world held hostage by the Pharaoh of hell, and says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Today is no different. He says to pastors called to the task of proclaiming law and gospel, I will certainly be with you, as well as to each one of you here. I am with you always. Yahweh sees your suffering. The Lord hears your cry. Yahweh knows your burdens, and he came to suffer, die, and bear your burdens for you. Jesus is your deliverer. The great I Am died on the cross to pay for your sins. You are redeemed. You are forgiven. Amen.